the Lord for us today from John chapter 8, verses 48 to 59. This is the gospel reading for us today. We're celebrating and remembering, giving thanks, and honoring the particular aspect of our Christian faith called the Trinity, the triune God. I was speaking with a second-generation American, an immigrant, the other day, who was raised in the Christian faith in his original home country, but now was in the United States, second generation, and a few years ago, about a decade ago, had embraced our Lutheran theology as a Christian man. And one of the things, as we were talking, I asked him, "What is it about Lutheran theology that you particularly like?" And he said, "We're okay with the mysteries." We're okay with the mysteries. And that's something that Christendom, generally speaking, expresses. We're okay with the mysteries. But particularly we in our Lutheran theology, we're okay with a strong faith in Jesus Christ to acknowledge there are mysteries out there that we just can't quite understand. And one of them is the Trinity, the concept of three beings in one God. We use names like triune from the Latin, tri meaning three, uno meaning one. We use the title Trinity to help describe that. We use personal pronouns to help us describe this Godhead, like Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And we give adjectives to those personal pronouns to describe aspects of what they do, not in their comprehensiveness, but at least giving us an idea to hang our hat on in our human thinking, like God the Father is our creator and the sustainer of his creation, of life. And God the Son is our redeemer, the one who saves us and brings us into salvation. And the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. He draws us into the good news of the gospel so that we might know this salvation in Jesus Christ, setting us apart then to be his holy people. These are some of the aspects that we use. And it's good. We should use these names and these adjectives because they help us in our humanity grasp this mystery, a mystery that we're okay with. Mystery is part of the Greek original language, mysterion, from which the Latin then would name these as sacraments or sacramentum, from which we get our English word sacraments. Up until the Reformation, the Christian church acknowledged that the Trinity was part of the sacramentum, the mysteries of the Christian faith. Through time and up to the Reformation time, there began to be abuses of this word, mystery, and the sacraments based on human and not biblical teaching. And so when the Reformation, Martin Luther and the Lutheran theologians, they narrowed that word use of sacrament to include baptism and the Lord's Supper, simply and only, while continuing to acknowledge that the Trinity is a mystery. And Jesus, as part of that mystery, is helping us today see who he is in his identity. We come into the word of the Lord for us today in John chapter 8. You have your Bibles with you, please join me there. There are outlines on the back podium you can get. One of those to fill in blanks, take some notes. From John chapter 8, verse 48, we hear, "The Jews answered Jesus, 'Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?'" They ask him this question. Now, if you back up to verse 31 in John chapter 8, you'll see that these Jews are believers. They're followers of his. They're his disciples. And these disciples, they may not be the 12 apostles, but they're part of that larger group who was following Jesus, and they were wondering about the mystery of who he is. And they ask him this question. They're believers, but they're struggling with this mystery. They're not okay with who Jesus is and what they see him doing. And so they ask him this. And when Jesus describes who he is in the following verses, what he's giving to them is an understanding from their acknowledgement that we are children of Abraham. Again, Jesus had told them, look, children of Abraham is good, but it doesn't bring you freedom from the grip of sin and the condemnation of sinfulness. And they were arguing, but we are free because we're children of Abraham. And Jesus is acknowledging that their past, their history, but in relationship with who he is as Son of God, Jesus is revealing that it's not about your past history. It's not about where I've come from, Samaria, like you think. And it's not even about what you've done that defines you as a child of God. It's a relationship with your Heavenly Father through me, which I'm bringing to you. And so my works that you see me do are not from the devil. They're not, I'm not demon-possessed. I'm giving to you, I'm sharing with you the mysteries of the Godhead who has called you, you Jews, particularly into the unique Old Testament covenant of grace, but now it, which is complete with me, the Messiah, being here, bringing a new covenant, not just for you Israelites, but for all people. Gohim, like us, Gentiles, people outside of the covenant. Now, a new covenant has been cut for us in Jesus the Savior. And so Jesus would describe then his identity as the Son of God, divine, in human flesh, incarnate. And he would describe his relationship with his Heavenly Father, his place in the Trinity, with these kinds of phrases. In verse 49, I, Jesus says, honor my Father, acknowledging that Jesus has a relationship as the Son with the Father. But I am one in him, and I honor him. In verse 51, Jesus says, whoever obeys my word will never see death. Jesus is bringing them into the reality of why he's come, that his identity is that he is our Redeemer, the one who would purchase us, win us back from the condemnation of death and the judgment of sin, and give to us then a place in the kingdom, a new kingdom that he's establishing. And in verse 58, Jesus would say, before Abraham was born, I am. In other words, Jesus is acknowledging his eternal existence for those who would hear him. These Jews who are asking him these questions. And for you and me. And before us is the question. Are you okay with this? Our Christian faith says, absolutely, Lord, I'm okay with this. These are the mysteries that you've revealed. I may not grasp them fully. I cannot grasp them fully, but I'm okay with that. Because these are of you, and I am not you. I will be with you one day, and these mysteries will be fully unveiled for me then. But now, in these days, I walk by faith, not by sight. And I walk in the grasp of these mysteries that you choose to reveal for me for what I'm able to understand as a person. Well, they didn't like that very much, did they? These Jews who were listening to Jesus. In fact, John tells us that they picked up stones to stone him. These disciples, these followers of Jesus, they weren't okay with Jesus identifying himself as, but we would understand, the second person of the Trinity. Are you okay with that? Or are these mysteries that you struggle with in your faith that at times you too would like to pick up a stone, toss it at Jesus and say, this doesn't make sense. How can you call us into these mysteries when we can't grasp them fully? This has been a stumbling block for some Christians, many Christians over the years. It's a stumbling block for people of other religions, other faiths of the world, of how can these mysteries be accepted in your faith when they're not fully understood or developed for us? And so they toss Jesus aside like a stone. Our enemy, the devil, would like nothing better than for you, in the calling of your faith, in the relationship that you've been given in Jesus Christ, than to be beginning to doubt these mysteries. For that thought in my head, I'm not okay with this. Oh. And when the devil starts getting us in those thoughts, in these mysteries, and we we start reaching down for a stone to cast at Jesus, to cast at our Heavenly Father and the Spirit who brings us into the mysteries of His kingdom, that's when we're brought to repentance. Forgive me, Father. I don't know what I'm doing. Because these mysteries are not of me, they're of you. You've given me a glimpse into them, and I'm grateful for that. Help me be satisfied with that. I'm okay. Let me be okay with that. In fact, as we just confessed in the Athanasian Creed, the Christian church since the 6th century has said, this is our faith. This is the truth that we stand on. If you don't want to believe it, and believe it faithfully and firmly, well, there's no place then in the kingdom for that kind of unbelief. Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, make me okay with these mysteries. That mysteries are good. These mysteries are of God. And he lets us see a glimpse of Him and His glory and His holiness as our triune saving God, and that's enough. I'm content with that. In the meantime, you call me into a relationship with Jesus Christ. As Peter, in this incredible mystery of this fisherman who now is a spokesman for the gospel on Pentecost Day, stood up and said, the Lord God Almighty, our triune God, in other words, that concept hadn't been fully developed yet, but that's what he was saying, has made this Jesus, you crucified Him, but He has made Him both Lord and Messiah. That the Lord God takes you where you are, even in your doubts, forgives you your sins, pulls you out of those doubts, brings you into the relationship that He's established with His Son, Jesus, in you, and allows you to proclaim, I'm okay with these mysteries, and here's what I know. I know that I'm a child of the Heavenly Father because of Jesus, His Son. And I know that His Spirit lives in me, breathing and giving me a new life as a child of this kingdom. This is what I know, that this Jesus is my Lord and my Messiah. Yes, He is the Son of God. I will confess that. He is the incarnate person of the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. Yes, He is the second person of the Trinity that's made Himself known in time, in a place, for the purpose of saving me and offering that salvation to all people. Yes, He is the conqueror of my enemies. Death has no grip over me. Sin, I no longer live under its judgment and condemnation. And the devil has no place in my existence. Jesus has crucified my enemies with Him to the cross, and I am set free from the bondage. I am a child of my Heavenly Father through Jesus, my Savior. But first and foremost, I live in Jesus Christ as one whose price has been paid and bought me with that blood so that I belong in the promises of eternity. In that mystery, the blood of Jesus would save me. The blood of Jesus would mark me in His holiness. That the blood of Jesus would bring me before my Heavenly Father. And the Father would say, as He does to each one of us, through Christ our Lord, welcome, my child, son, daughter, inheritor in Christ Jesus. To grasp this mystery, there's titles, there's names given to Jesus. Lord is one of them, and Messiah is another. Peter raised that up for us this morning. Lord and Messiah. Those are specific titles with adjectives that go with them to help us grasp the mystery of a relationship in our Savior. As Lord, coming from that Greek word kurios, we acknowledge, people of faith acknowledge, that Jesus is the one who has the right to exercise absolute supremacy over me. You okay with that? Part of the mystery of living as a child of the Savior in relationship with Him, brother or sister in Christ Jesus, that He defines my identity in this way. Another way that we say that, he's my king, Lord, acknowledges this supremacy that Jesus has the absolute right to exercise over me. In other words, in this Christian faith, there's no room for me. Me in my sinful nature. Me in my worldly desires. Me in my selfishness and ego. There's no room for you, me, in that way. For it's Jesus who exercises his supremacy over us in our lives. And my faith and your faith says, I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that? Say it. I'm okay with that. All right. I'm okay with that. And that being okay with that then is lived out in some ways, some unique ways for us in the Christian faith. First of all, acknowledging I'm redeemed. This is the testimony of my faith. That if you declare with your mouth, what do we declare? Jesus is Lord. That's right. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'm okay with that, for that's my salvation. And I want to proclaim that. I want as many people to know through the good news that marks my life that they too can know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You okay with that? You're okay with that. That I am his subject. Paul would write to the Christian church, and we hear it in the Spirit, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. That's the redemption price. Therefore, honor the Lord God with, and Paul would say in this particular instance, your body. But we can include our whole existence in that, our mind, our thoughts, our attitudes, the first fruits of our lives unto the Lord. That's why we say when we give to the Lord our tithes and our offerings, we don't give first, we give because he has first given to us. We want to acknowledge him in that way through our first fruits. It's the acknowledgement of our salvation in Jesus Christ because he's first given himself to us. We honor the Lord God with all that we are, our marriages, our fatherhood, being a parent, being a child. We honor the Lord because we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Jesus. Are you okay with that? I'm okay with that. And as Jesus is Lord, I am his servant. Again, the word of the Lord, Paul, now to the church in Rome, speaking by the Spirit. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves. In the biblical understanding, doulo. You become a doulo of the Lord. You've been brought under as a servant to righteousness. You wear it like a robe. You may not see it. But by your actions and by your words and by your life, others can see that you wear this robe of righteousness to the glory of your heavenly Father. That's the Spirit at work within us. That's the work of Jesus that he's done for us that we wear. And we are willing servants of the Lord. You okay with that? I'm okay with that too. You bet. For this is the working of the Lord Jesus in that exercise of supremacy in our hearts and lives, who is also, as Peter would say, our Messiah. It's where we get the word Christos, or Christ, the Christ. Jesus is his name, the Christ is his title. And as Christos, he reigns supreme at the Father's right hand, for he is the power of God and he is the wisdom of God. In other words, all that I need to know in this life for salvation is found in Christ Jesus, my Lord. You okay with that? Yeah. Absolutely. In that mystery, Lord, let it be. Now, I don't know everything I need to know yet, but I'm called to grow in that understanding, in these mysteries, to be in the Word, Bible study, to engage with one another in speaking to one another about these mysteries. And to acknowledge that we're okay with ending the conversation with, you know, that's as far as we can go. I don't know anymore. Let's keep studying. Let's keep growing. Let's keep walking in these ways of the Lord and his righteousness. We're okay with that. Jesus, who is Lord and Christ, we might say as the church, I'm okay with this mystery because I need Jesus as my Lord, to be in his place as Christ, the anointed Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, And as we declare, he lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. They are one God. They are now and they are forever our triune God. And let the church say, amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Savior, power of the Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing us into these mysteries and for calling us in this faith to be okay with these mysteries. And as these mysteries are made known and lived out through Jesus Christ, even he in us, that we, Lord, are okay with that, which you've brought us into as a child of the kingdom, a brother and sister with Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit working within us. Thank you, Father, for working in these ways for our salvation, that might be known now through us in our lives every day until everlasting life. To you be all the honor and the glory and the praise, for we are grateful and we are thankful. In Jesus, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that passes our understanding keep our hearts and minds in these mysteries in Christ Jesus, our Lord, as we love him and live these mysteries out each day. Amen. Amen.